There has to be transparency in the remuneration of senior staff and on-air talent earning over $200,000 within the ABC and the SBS. Considering it is public monies that fund the ABC, in all fairness to the public, this must be disclosed and what their wages are. There will be a stronger focus placed on the ABC to provide more services to rural and regional Australia. There is a legislative change to the ABC Charter which will insert the words fair and balanced. And I think it's very important because this is what the public want.
One Nation Senator Pauline Hanson there. Now, the Turnbull government has won conditional support from One Nation over their media reform package. In exchange, they've agreed to greater transparency of wages for ABC employees over $200,000, as well as assurances that the ABC will be required to be fair and balanced in its reporting, and a greater focus on rural and regional reporting. Lots and lots of detail in this. Andrew Dodd is the Director of Journalism at Swinburne University of Technology. Andrew, where do we begin? One Nation has long called for reform of the ABC. What do you make of today's announcement?
Well, I think there's very little way of looking at it other than that it's a political trade-off. They're buying votes and they're giving One Nation what they want. And it's entirely unnecessary because the ABC already has a statutory duty to be fair and balanced. It's written into the editorial policies explicitly and clearly, and the ABC is routinely checked against that and is surveyed every other year on this and always comes out pretty well.
One of the main conditions of One Nation's support of this package is greater transparency in wages over $200,000. That's what Pauline Hanson just described there. What would that measure serve? We saw the recent BBC figures, for instance, and we know that caused a stir over in the UK, don't we?
Well, there was a similar outing here in Australia a couple of years ago when I think News Corp got hold of a whole lot of senior ABC people's salaries. And I think on one level there was some surprise at how some of the stars were paid over $200,000 and in one or two cases over $300,000. But generally, you know, if you were to look at the ABC's salaries, you would have to conclude that in terms of market comparability, they're really quite low, you know. And the ABC's salaries, I can speak from personal experience, and I know others who've got are in the employ of the ABC, the salaries generally are not very high and would, I think to anyone who looks at them dispassionately, you'd have to conclude the public gets really great value for money out of them.
Pauline Hanson argues that the public has a right to know. There's also all this this other part of this this deal that she's made, that the government's agreed to undertake a competitive neutrality inquiry. That's quite significant. You explain why that's so significant?
Well, to be honest, I'm not quite sure what a competitive neutrality trial looks like. Is she talking about the neutrality of the participants, broadcasters? It's not quite clear to me what this means. I think to remember about the ABC is that it is one of the most scrutinised organisations in the country. It routinely is subject to this kind of political witch hunt where people seek to find out how much more efficient it could be. And, you know, I don't know what's to be served by this other than to appease a few people who are around One Nation. And admittedly, they probably have about 15% of the population behind them believing the ABC needs to be a little more fair and balanced in its reporting. But really, you'd get that anyway, no matter what the ABC was doing. So I'm a little bit nonplussed by the whole thing, to be frank.
We'll certainly see what it means, particularly for regional and rural communities. We'll provide more detail over coming days as well. Andrew, thank you so much for your time.
You're very welcome.
Andrew Dodd there. He's a Director of Journalism at Swinburne University of Technology, talking us through some of those changes and more to be worked out. I think the Minister for Communications, Mitch Fifield, will be putting out a statement about, you know, the deal and the broader deal as well. What does this mean for media reform? A pretty significant deal with One Nation. This is RN Drive.